The European Union says it will look into reports that the U.S. has set up secret detention centers in Eastern Europe. The EU is responding to a Washington Post report that the CIA created the secret jails to hold and interrogate suspected high-level terrorist suspects. A major human rights group says that it has evidence that Poland and Romania are two of the countries involved. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
For more than 6 months, Human Rights Watch says it has been slowly piecing together evidence that the CIA established a network of secret jails outside of the United States to hold terrorist suspects. Using sources and documents, the group tried to determine the location of these jails. Tom Malinowski, the Washington director of Human Rights Watch, says his organization received strong evidence that in 2003, the CIA used a large airplane to transfer detainees captured in Afghanistan to two former Soviet bloc countries.
We looked at the flight logs and found this flight of a CIA-leased Boeing 737 on September 22nd, going from Kabul to an isolated airfield in Poland that is adjacent to a Polish intelligence facility, then to Romania, then to Morocco, and then to Guantanamo.
Human Rights Watch says the group then found that this and dozens of other CIA leased planes made numerous similar shuttles between Afghanistan and the two Eastern European countries from 2001 to 2004. The group matched the flight patterns with testimony from scores of detainees who have been released by the U.S. Both Poland and Romania denied the Human Rights Watch allegations. Overseas, there was quick response to the news of possible secret U.S. jails in Eastern Europe. The U.N. Commission on Human Rights, the Council on Europe, and the European Commission said they were investigating. Poland is already a member of the European Union. Romania is due to join in 2007. European Commission spokesman Frizo Roskam-Abing said if the reports are confirmed, Romania could be breaking the protocol, known as the Copenhagen Criteria, that sets conditions for membership in the EU.
The Copenhagen criteria are rather clear, and I don't think the existence of secret prisons would be compatible with those Copenhagen criteria.
The International Committee of the Red Cross went directly to U.S. authorities after first reports about the secret prisons were published. ICRC spokesman Simon Chernow says his group has long expressed their concerns about detainees being held in undisclosed locations.
In the framework of our dialogue with the U.S. authorities, we've repeatedly raised the issue of notification and access to persons held in undisclosed places of detention, but no agreement has been reached at this point.
Chernow says it's essential that the ICRC have access to all prisoners held in U.S. detention centers to monitor their well-being. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley would neither confirm nor deny the existence of the secret jails.
While we have to do what is necessary to defend the country against terrorist attacks and to win the war on terror, the president has been very clear that we're going to do that in a way that is consistent with our values.
Hadley says President Bush has made it clear that torture of anyone is not condoned. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.